Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we're getting ready for the NFL draft here in a couple of weeks, and you're getting all these breakdowns. EB does his commercial break film studies on this show.
We're literally looking at the guy for 5 minutes.
John Gruden does it in a little more detail.
All right.
And he has a little greater background than you when it comes
to
quarterbacks.
He also is pretty glowing every time he critiques anybody. Has he ever given any – did he have the balls to grade Trey Lance the way I did?
I don't know.
I don't know
if he did a quarterback school or whatever he calls it now with Trey Lance. But I agree. He tends to has the guy there, so he builds him up.
Yeah. Which, is fine.
But he has Will Howard
right
for one of his quarterback breakdowns. I'm not sure what they call it now in Barstool Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And here's John Gruden talking with Will Howard, and listen to who he compares him to.
Now, you're a big dual-threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not. It's the MVP of the league,
MVP,
man.
MVP Josh Allen.
What is? He's a real big dual threat now. Mm-hmm. But when I look at Joshua Allen, he went to the combine. What was he?
6'4".
What are you?
6'4".
How much did he weigh?
237.
You guys are the same size, man.
Yeah, man.
So that's how big a guy you are.
Yeah.
26 career rushing touchdowns. You had an 80-yard touchdown run. 71. That's like Saquon Howard. what was this thing here against is this TCU?
This is a counter read right here. So we're reading a little, running a little
This is what Jalen Hurts runs for the Eagles. What about this against Oklahoma State?
This is just pin and pull right here, baby. Make a little cut and it's off to the races.
This is one of my favorite plays of the season. I mean, look at all these Irishmen come after you right here. And it just opens up the back, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how the hell do people not like you as the number one quarterback in the draft? Didn't you win the national title?
Yeah, man.
What do you got to do? You're 6'5". You're like a young Josh Allen.
Wow.
Just pumping him up.
Wow.
I mean, what if he is? Maybe he should be considered. He's not. I don't think he's considered in the top three quarterbacks, right? Is he in that 4-5 range amongst the quarterbacks?
I feel like he's like a mid-round pick projection.
Yeah, I think he's projected 4th, 5th round.
I mean, maybe that's why John Gruden went 4-12, 7-9, 8-8, and 3-2 when he closed out his career.
I mean, he brings up some good points. The one thing I'll say, just in terms of my evaluation, because I think I gave him like a 50 or something, and I said, you know, like maybe he'd be like a journeyman. I was very tainted by that Michigan game, right, where he played poorly.
Right. They lost the game.
And it biased my whole evaluation of him. So I do feel bad about that.
Well, just because he has the same measurements and physical qualities as Josh Allen, like, you're going to comp him to Josh Allen because he's 6'4", 235.
Okay,
it's not just a random 6'4", 235 guy. It's a quarterback who
had 26 rushing touchdowns, won a national championship. So he has some resume.
In Gruden's defense, they kind of showed plays Josh Allen was making, like the play against the Irish, where he kind of escapes the pocket and throws the backside that's left wide open, and then the counter plays.
He's just showing similar traits.
Yeah. He's not saying you're Josh Allen because you're the same height and weight.
And look, Josh Allen was drafted high, but I don't know that anybody projected him to be as good as he is.
Did Josh also
you can make an argument Josh Allen is the best quarterback
from?
In the league.
Wyoming.
Okay, right.
I mean, he won the MVP last year. Make an argument he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. I mean, he's amongst them.
But Will Howard is, if he goes fourth or fifth round, you can't really compare him to Josh Allen.
And Josh Allen went seventh.
Yeah.
I mean, not seventh round, seventh overall.
So why is Will Howard not regarded as high as he doesn't have the arm strength?
You got to remember, when he was at Kansas State, he was predominantly just a running quarterback. He was not a good passer. Mm-hmm. Now he goes to Ohio State. He had a much better year, but he also had crazy talent around him, too.
Mm-hmm. He had 24 touchdowns his last season at Kansas State.
Yeah, but look at the completion percentage. He wasn't a high percentage guy. No, he was just much better.
But you know who else wasn't a high percentage guy?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. But still, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe Gruden's on to something.
He was thought to be a better NFL prospect coming out. But who knows?
Maybe he's on to something. Maybe he's going to blossom if given an opportunity.
Did you see Shedeur Sanders met with the Steelers yesterday? He could go anywhere, it seems like.
Yeah, he's a wild card.
It seems like Cleveland, and we talked about this, is going to take Travis Hunter. But I don't know how they don't go quarterback. Maybe they get Kirk Cousins or they're happy with Kenny Pickett.
Or they could come back and get one of these guys. They could get a dart.
But Shedeur could go anywhere from like really high up or slide all the way down to a team like the Steelers.
Steelers pick where? Like
21.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Travis Hunter's -135.
And then some people love Shedeur. We talked about it. Kuiper has him number one.
I don't know.
It does make it interesting.
I'm watching the highlights of Howard. See, this is why you got to watch every throw. Because highlights are just so deceiving. Just shows he looks freaking amazing. You got to see the every throw clips where you get it all. I don't know, man. I'm feeling bad about my 50 grade for Howard. I didn't realize, honestly, I didn't realize he was 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big
dude. I didn't know he was that big.
Usually he lead off your commercial
bio.
Film studies.
Yeah,
with
maybe
the
just didn't register with me. Maybe.
CBS put up their, I don't know if this is their first one, but their 7-round mock draft.
I mean, that's a lot of names.
That's a ton of names. Yeah. And they've got Will Howard going 4th round to the, I want to say it's the Rams.
He might go higher than that.
Might.
Let's go to Chris in Leesburg. He's just spent a bunch of dough on some merch. In Augusta.
He's not bargain shopping like Valdez.
No, if you're buying merch there, you're definitely not bargain shopping, Chris.
Yeah, it was no bargain shopping, but I was at Monday's practice round. Right. First time in 15 years.
That was the one that got washed out.
Man, you got the worst luck.
I got the worst luck, but I got a refund, and we get to go back next year. But Augusta is just a magical place. We walked in. Yeah. You don't realize how hilly
that whole
course is, but we walked in. And we immediately saw the sign that said merch 60-minute wait. So we got in line because the weather was dicey.
Right.
And it's like a amusement park where you go weave in and out of the stanchions.
Yep.
And then once you get in, they hand you a reusable like grocery bag.
Right.
And it's loaded up for friends. I spent about a grand. Person behind me, $3,000.
Now, what did you get for yourself? Like, what were you interested in?
So, I got a couple t-shirts, a couple long sleeves, a pullover, the pin flag, some cups, got my wife a visor and a hoodie. Got
what about the gnome? Anything with the gnome on it?
So the funny thing is, on the gnome, there's signs all over, one per transaction.
Uh-huh.
So, you can't just load up on them. They put about, I think they said 10,000 out a day. By the time we got there at like in the pro shop at like 10, they were all sold out. But when you're in line, you're seeing people just carrying bags out to their car, because the cool thing is you re-enter up to twice.
Wow.
And so you're standing in line. The line actually wraps around the practice area. So we're standing in line in the rain and watching just players flop shots over bunkers onto the green, and it's just stopping on a dime. It's an unreal, you know.
The place
thing,
has infinite money.
Hey, how much is the gnome retail?
It was, I think I saw it for like 30.
30 bucks? You can flip it for
600. That ROI is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Big.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, so you can get like their Christmas ornaments this year are the gnome. So I didn't get that, but people are just loading up on bags and stuff. And they, we walked out of there, and right next to the gift shop, they have a FedEx. Hmm. So you can decide if you want to ship everything back or take it to your car or just carry it around.
That is actually cool. I didn't even realize that. They let you take it back to your car.
How far away from the course did you stay?
So we stayed just south of the Atlanta airport, which was a hike. So we got up early before they made the announcement and started driving. So we had about 30 minutes before we got there when they said everything was open.
Wouldn't you describe the downtown sort of Augusta area as just kind of like Laurel, though? Isn't it kind of amazing?
It's just, it's unreal. Everyone was so nice.
Yeah.
All the workers were so nice. The course is immaculate. You step on that grass.
Even in the parking lot.
The parking attendants were phenomenal. I mean, they're getting pummeled by rain, and they're the happiest people in the world.
Yeah.
But you step on that grass, it doesn't even feel like real grass. And so we walked out of the gift shop, got some food, and right as we walked out of the concessions, they made the first announcement to close the course. So we started walking around the course, and we got to see 1-9 and walked up.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
18, and even the security guards, you know, were you know, asking us if they wanted us to take their pictures with their cameras and stuff. It was
wow.
Such an unbelievable experience.
So nice.
And you know, we stayed in our car for a couple hours just to see, you know, if they were going to reopen it, and you know, obviously they didn't. But we were driving back to the airport and you know, got the email that, hey, you know, it's canceled, but you're getting a refund. So we get to go back next year. And it actually, I think, worked out better because now we know kind of the lay of the land. But that course is unbelievable, and the camera doesn't do it justice.
For sure,
that's what everybody says.
How hilly, the undulations, all that stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we got to run, man. Good stuff.
Congrats, right, buddy.
Take care.
Congrats! You just spent $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, go back next year and spend another $1,000.
Masters generates an estimated $70 million in merch sales during the tournament.
And I didn't realize it. Wow. You can't just go to like Masters.com or whatever and go to the shop. They don't sell that stuff online. It's crazy. Think about how much more they could.
Can only be purchased during Masters week.
Coming up next, the Nats have been hot. James Wood has been hot. Couple home runs yesterday in their win against the Dodgers. Their GM, President of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo, joins us here on the Junkies.